With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt recapped some progress in the war against Iran, saying the U.S. expects to meet its objectives within weeks.
The achievable objectives of Operation Epic Fury, we expect to last about 4 to 6 weeks, and we are our way to achieving those objectives. Annihilating Iran's navy, we know that we've sunk more than 30 Iranian vessels and ships. Their navy has now been deemed combat ineffective. Taking out the ballistic missile threat that Iran posed to the United States and our troops and bases in the region, we have done a tremendous job.
The U.S. and Israel have battered Iran with strikes targeting their military capabilities, leadership, and nuclear program. More Jeffrey Epstein files are being released.
The Justice Department has published more missing Epstein files involving an uncorroborated claim about President Trump. The department said last week that it was reviewing to determine if any records were improperly withheld after several news organizations reported the massive tranche of records that had been made public didn't include files documenting a series of interviews conducted in 2019 with a woman who made an allegation against Trump. The department said those files had been incorrectly coded as duplicates and were therefore inadvertently not published along with the millions of other Epstein files. Hi, up in Juwani, Washington.
Oil shot to its highest price since 2023 after surging again because of the Iran war. And a weak update on the U.S. job market knocks stocks lower to cap Wall Street's worst week since October. The Dow was down by 453 points, the Nasdaq dropping by 361, the S&P 500 lower by 90, and oil was up over $90 a barrel. This is SRN News. Families are moving to red states, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new study from the Institute for Family Studies, conservative states are attracting more young couples with children because housing prices there are lower. The report says, quote, both red and blue states are watching the share of residents age 60 or over grow, but the blue states are losing 20-somethings and kids. Southern states saw nearly 6% rise in the number of married couples with young children over the last 5 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An independent researcher is asserting that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It's the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius, who is one of the most imitated artists in the world. Michelangelo focused on biblical themes in his most famous work, including the iconic statue of David in Florence and the Sistine Chapel ceiling. This is SRN News. U.S. Postal Service officials are warning the agency will run out of cash.
They say that will happen within a year unless Congress lifts a decades-old cap and allows the agency to borrow more money, the new Postmaster General has warned in an interview. If it doesn't, the Postal Service might not be able to pay its employees or vendors by February 2027, and the consequences could be dire for mail delivery, Postmaster General David Steiner has reported.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Court documents show that a man accused of killing three women in Utah so he could steal their cars and credit cards was already known to police in Iowa. 22-year-old Ivan Miller had been due in court on Friday in Iowa, where he's charged with burglary, theft, and other counts after being accused of breaking into a cabin back in December. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.